Let's run the landscape first. Two big models moved this window and the leaderboard shifted under them. First, Google. The model Google teased back at its developer conference in May reached developers this week. Gemini OmniFlash entered public preview on June 30th. What makes it interesting isn't single-shot generation, it's conversational, instruction-based video. You can generate a clip, then tell it what to fix across turns, and it edits. It takes text, image, and video inputs, and it'll make or edit up to 10 seconds of video with scene consistency, plus text and graphics that stay synced to what's happening on screen. There are catches, there's no audio input at launch, and Google itself admits some scene consistency challenges remain. Price is flat, 10 cents per second of output, with a batch discount cutting that to 5 cents a second at scale. So a 10-second clip runs about $1. It carries invisible watermarking, and you'll find it in Google's AI Studio, the Gemini app, and Google's Flow filmmaking tool. The producer angle, this is Google's first surface built around iterative. Tell it what to fix video editing at a flat per second price. Go try a 10-second image plus text edit in Flow and watch whether a character's identity holds across refinement turns. Shipping alongside it, Nano Banana 2 Lite, a text-to-image model that makes an image in about 4 seconds for roughly 3.5 cents per thousand images at 1K resolution. For us, it's a cheap, high-throughput way to feed frames into an image-to-video pipeline. Second, ByteDance See Dance 2.5 hit its public launch window. The keynote claims landed a couple weeks back, but as of July 3rd, the model is described as launching this week while still sitting in closed enterprise beta, with public access expected in the coming days. The reported rollout goes to ByteDance's own consumer apps first, Dreamina internationally and Jimeng in China, then CapCut in mid-July, then a third-party interface late in the month. A July 9th date is circulating, but that's rumor until ByteDance posts an actual notice. The stated specs are big, native 30-second single-pass generation with no stitching up to 50 reference images, native audio and a beta long video mode stepping 30-second scenes up to 90-second drafts, and then 3-minute outputs. Treat the 3-minute figure and that July date as reportedly. Pricing isn't final, but expect roughly what version 2 ran, around 30 yuan for a 30-second clip. And there's a copyright cloud. The recognizable scene capability reopens the likeness fight that drew cease and desists from Disney, Warner Brothers, Paramount, Sony, and Netflix earlier this year. ByteDance responded with content watermarking and filters, blocking real faces and copyrighted characters, so longer clips are the headline, but that filtering may constrain what you can actually render. On the leaderboard, the artificial analysis video arena still shows See Dance version 2 owning the audio inclusive and image to video charts, while Alibaba's Happy Horse leads audio off text to video. Runway's Gen 4.5, which let it launch late last year, has fallen out of the top 10. A public See Dance 2.5 and Gemini OmniFlash could reshuffle all of it within weeks. And a footnote, Microsoft made a leading image model the built-in generator inside PowerPoint this week, a nice distribution win, small for a video crowd. All right, this is Act 2 of our studio ladder, and today we're making a character talk. We've built up a lot already. We've locked a character's look with a character sheet so the same face shows up shot to shot. We've talked about cost per finished clip and take ratios. So you know what a revision really costs. We've chained clips by feeding the last frame of one shot into the start of the next. We've locked a style with a grade, and last time we storyboarded a multi-shot scene with a shot list. Now we put words in a character's mouth and we make the mouth match. Here's the single most important idea for the whole episode. There are two fundamentally different roads to a talking character, and you choose between them per shot, not once forever. Let me lay them both out because everything else today hangs off this fork. Road A is native audio video models and it's one pass. You prompt a generator that produces the picture and a synchronized dialogue track in a single generation. The mouth is born matching the audio because one model made both the sound and the image at the same time. Think Google, Veo, ByteDance, SeeDance, Kling in its newer versions, and Grok Imagine Video. You type a description and out comes a clip that already talks. Road B is the classic pipeline and it's decoupled, meaning the picture and the voice are made separately and joined later. You generate or choose a silent clip. You make a voice track on its own, either recording a human or using text-to-speech, which is software that reads text aloud in a synthetic voice. Then you run a dedicated lip-sync pass, and lip-sync just means making the mouth movement match an audio track. That pass reshapes only the mouth region of the footage you already have, so it matches the voice. Tools here include Sync.so, Hedra, Runway's Act 2, HeyGen, and DID. plus a whole family of free open-weight tools like Wave 2 Lip, Latent Sync, Live Portrait, and others you run inside a node-based workflow tool called ComfyUI. So when does each Rode win? Rode A wins for speed, for ambient realism, and for the simple job of just make me a talking clip because one model made everything. It generates matching room tone, sound effects, and micro expressions across the whole face, not just the lips. It feels alive, but it loses the moment you need control. The model may reword or missay your lines, so you can't guarantee an exact script. You can't feed it a specific licensed or branded voice because there's no slot to hand it a cloned spokesperson. You don't get clean, isolated dialogue, you get a baked-together mix. And if you want to change just one word of audio, you have to re-roll the whole expensive, non-deterministic video, which means you might lose the shot you loved. Rode B wins for client work, full stop. You own the exact voiceover, whether it's a real human read or a consented clone, you can revise the script and resync without regenerating the picture. You keep a clean dialogue stem for your mix, and you can apply it to footage you already shot or to a hero clip you've locked for consistency, which is exactly where your character sheet pays off. Rode B's weakness is that it can look slightly less real across the rest of the face, since it's mostly moving the mouth, and it adds a second render step, so turnaround is slower. The through line. And I want you to remember this one sentence. Native audio shrinks Rode B down to nothing when you're just freestyling. But the moment a client or a real script is involved, you fall back to Rode B for control. Most professional workflows are hybrid. You'll use both Rodes in the same project and pick per shot. Picture a 30-second product ad to make that concrete. The hero line, the one the client signed off on word for word, goes down Rode B with a cloned brand voice and a dedicated lip sync pass, so every syllable is exactly right. The background chatter in the cafe, behind your character, the stuff nobody scripts and nobody will scrub frame by frame, you let a native audio model improvise that on Rode A. Same ad, both Rodes, chosen shot by shot. That's the mindset. Now, let me get under the hood, because understanding how lip sync actually works will make every tool choice make sense. Let me define a couple of terms. First, a phoneme is the smallest unit of spoken sound, like the P in pat. A visme is the visual mouth shape for a phoneme, the way your lips actually look when you make that sound. Here's the key insight. There are many phonemes, but far fewer visemes, because several different sounds look identical on the lips. The sounds B, P, and M all share the exact same closed lip shape. Your eyes can't tell them apart from the mouth alone. That's why lip sync is even possible to fake convincingly. The classic pipeline extracts phonemes plus their timestamps, a step called forced alignment, then maps each phoneme to its visme, then drives the mouth shapes with smooth transitions between them. Modern neural lip sync works differently. Tools in the Wave 2 Lip family skip explicit visemes entirely. Instead, they learn the mapping from audio straight to mouth pixels, trained against what's called a lip sync expert, basically a second model whose only job is to judge whether the mouth matches the sound. If it's not convinced, the main model gets corrected. That's the trick that made neural lip sync leap ahead. There are two flavors of driving a lip sync, and knowing which you need shapes your whole shot. Audio-driven means the thing reshaping the mouth is a sound file. You give the tool a face plus a voice file, and it moves the lips to the audio. That's sync.so wave 2 lip, Hedra, Kling's lip sync, Hey Jen. Audio-driven is best when all you have is a script and a voice file. Video-driven, or performance-driven, means the input is a video of a human actually performing, usually your own webcam. The tool transfers your mouth, your expressions, your head turns, even your hand gestures onto the target character. That's Runway Act 2 and Live Portrait. Performance-driven is best when you need real emotional gestural acting, when the timing and feeling have to be exactly right and you're willing to perform the line yourself. A quick bit of lineage because it explains a flaw you'll see everywhere. Wave 2 Lip shipped in 2020 under the title A Lip Sync Expert is All You Need, and it's still the most influential open source lip sync project ever made. Sync.so is its commercial descendant. But classic Wave 2 Lip only repaints a small, low-resolution box around the mouth, so that region often looks softer or blurrier than the rest of the frame. That's the signature flaw. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. Keep it in mind, because half the tool market exists to fix it. Let's talk voice, because in Rode B, the voice comes first and drives everything. The default platform here is 11 Labs, which does voice, sound effects, and music. Let me walk the plans, and I'll spell the prices for you. The free plan is $0 a month with 10,000 credits, but no commercial rights, and you must attribute, so it's practice only. Starter is about $5 or $6 a month for 30,000 credits, and this is the important one. It unlocks commercial rights, which is the minimum for any client or monetized work, and it includes instant voice cloning. Creator is $22 a month for about 121,000 credits, and it unlocks professional voice cloning, the high-fidelity clone made from longer samples. Pro is $99 a month for about 600,000 credits, and above that, Sit Scale at $299, and Business at $990 a month. Let me give you the credit math so those numbers mean something. On the main multilingual models, one character of text equals one credit, and the faster variants run about half a credit to one credit per character. A 150-word voiceover is roughly 900 characters. So roughly 900 credits, that means a $22 creator month with about 121,000 credits gives you on the order of 130 of those reads before you pay overage. That's a lot of narration for the price. Two clone types and pick deliberately. Instant voice cloning needs about 1 minute of audio. It's good enough quality and you get it starting on the starter plan. Professional voice cloning needs tens of minutes of clean studio audio. It's hyper-realistic and it's creator plan and up. The rule of thumb, use professional cloning for a recurring brand voice you'll live with for a long time, and instant cloning for a quick throwaway. Some craft tips that'll save you real time. 11 Labs released version 3 in February of this year, its flagship covering 70 plus languages, and it introduced audio tags, which are bracketed cues the model actually performs. You can write a cue for excited, for whispers, for sighs, for sarcastic, even for clapping right into the text, and it delivers on them. Version 3 also handles multi-speaker dialogue with interruptions. Now, pacing. On every model except version 3, you can insert pauses with break tags up to 3 seconds each. Version 3 does not support those break tags. Instead, it uses its own pause tags, a short pause and a long pause written as cues, and go easy, because too many break tags in one generation can garble the audio. Two more voice tips. If the model mispronounces a name or a brand, you can use phoneme tags to spell out the pronunciation using a phonetic alphabet, and that works on the English version 1 model and the English fast variants. And timing, generate the voiceover first, read its exact duration, and cut the shot to the voiceover, or trim and retime the voiceover with pauses until it fits your shot. The voice drives the picture by default, and that's a habit worth burning in. Now the legal and ethical part, and please do not skip this because it's where people get sued on any paid 11 Labs plan. You keep commercial rights to your outputs perpetually, even after you cancel. But note two things. 11 Labs keeps a perpetual license to use your content to train their models, though they commit not to commercialize your actual voice on its own without permission. And music outputs are explicitly not guaranteed to be unique. Two different users can get near identical tracks, which is a real risk for a client jingle. Sound effects at least can be opted out of that sublicensing. The bigger issue is cloned voices. Tennessee passed a law called the ELVIS Act, which stands for Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act. Effective July 1st of 2024, it's the first U.S. law to name a person's voice as a protected property right, covering both a real voice and a simulation of it, and violating it is a criminal misdemeanor plus a civil lawsuit. At the federal level, the No Fakes Act was reintroduced in April of 2025, but hasn't passed as of the middle of this year. And more than 12 states now have their own voice cloning statutes. So here's the practical rule. Clone only your own voice, or a voice you have explicit written consent for. A verbal sure doesn't meet the bar. Get a signed release that names the specific use case. 11 Labs even builds a consent confirmation step into the cloning flow. And that's there to protect you as much as anyone. Think of it this way. The cheap, fast part of this job is generating the voice. The expensive part, the part that ends careers and lands lawsuits, is generating a voice you had no right to use. Get the paperwork first, every time. Beyond 11 Labs, know your alternatives. There's Minimax, also called HiLuo, with a prompt-to-performance speech model. There's PlayHT, Cartesia, Fish Audio, OpenAI's text-to-speech, and Microsoft's Azure Neural text-to-speech, which is worth a special note because Azure ships VoiceMe output right alongside the audio, which is handy if you're driving lip sync yourself. Okay, let's go tool by tool through the dedicated lip sync options, Road B, with prices for the ear. Zersync.com, so formerly Sync Labs is the category reference. It's audio-driven and it works on live action, on 3D, and on AI footage. Its cheaper model, LipSync 2, costs 4 cents per second at 25 frames per second, and it's the budget workhorse. Its quality pick, LipSync 2 Pro, costs about 1.7 times as much, so roughly 7 cents a second. And here's why it's worth it. It uses diffusion-based super resolution instead of the old mouthbox approach, so it goes up to 4K, it preserves teeth and beards and freckles. It handles a larger face region up to 350 by 350 pixels. It does obstruction detection, so a hand passing over the mouth doesn't break it, and it does active speaker detection, meaning in a shot with several people, it automatically applies sync only to the person actually talking. No per-speaker training needed. There are older beta models up to about 13 cents a second. Subscriptions run $5 for hobbyist, $19 for creator, $49 for growth, and $249 for scale, and you can reach it through several hosting platforms. Hedra, and specifically its Character 3 model, takes a photo or image and turns it into a talking avatar. It's audio-driven at the phoneme level, and it's what people call omnimodal, meaning it drives the mouth plus micro-expressions, eye contact, and head movement. So the whole face speaks, not just the lips. Reviewers regularly call its lip sync best in class for a single portrait. Nietzsche said, "Only thoughts reached by walking have value." Dickens walked 20 miles a day. Darwin paced a gravel loop behind his house and called it his thinking path. You're already doing the hard part, feeding your mind for hours at a stretch. A walking pad just adds the movement those thinkers swore by, right under your desk while you keep listening. Sharper focus, steadier energy, and the calories burn themselves. I've tested the walking pads worth owning and rank them for you at ocdevel.com/steps. Pricing a free tier with 100 credits and a watermark, basic at $15 a month for 1,500 credits, creator at $30 for 5,400 credits, and professional at $75 for 14,400 credits. At 720 resolution, Character 3 costs about 6 credits per second. So a 30-second talking head is about 180 credits, which means the $30 creator plan buys you roughly 11 minutes of 720 video a month. Runway Act 2 is the performance-driven flagship. You capture a full-body performance, your facial expressions, and your hand gestures from a driving video, usually your webcam, and it transfers all of that onto a character image or video. The lip sync comes automatically from the driving video's speech. There's a gesture control setting that adds hand and body movement even when you're driving a still image. Runway also added voices to Act 2 so you can feed it generated speech, not only your own recording. Its predecessor, Act 1, did face and expression transfer, and Act 2 adds body, gesture, and better sync on top. It's priced through Runway credits. Reach for it when the emotion and timing have to be exactly right, and you want to act the line yourself. Kling actually straddles both roads. It has a dedicated lip sync feature where you upload audio and it syncs a character's lips, running about 8 cents a clip through aggregators. And it has native simultaneous audio-visual generation added in version 2.6 and improved in version 3 this year. Its consumer plans are free, then about $7 a month for standard 26, for Pro, and 65 for Premiere. A 5-second standard generation is 20 credits, so 4 credits a second, and Pro mode is 35 credits per 5 seconds, so 7 credits a second. A few more, Hey Luo. From Minimax, in its O2 version, does not generate audio or lip sync on its own, so you pair its silent 1080p video with Minimax's separate speech models and a lip sync pass, which is textbook Road B. A ByteDance adjacent tool called OmniHuman does audio-driven digital humans with body language. HeyGen is an avatar platform, strong for photoreal recorded avatars and for large-scale video translation and dubbing. Its pay-as-you-go pricing starts at $5, where $1 buys about a minute of standard avatar video. Its higher-tier avatar runs $4 a minute at 1080p, and translation runs about $2 per source minute. DID focuses on real-time conversational avatar agents with the cheapest entry point under $5 a month billed annually. So think HeyGen for expressive recorded avatars and dubbing at scale, and DID for live interactive agents at the lowest entry price. And if you want free and do-it-yourself, The open weights world inside Comfy UI is rich. Wave 2 lip is fast with accurate sync but low-res mouth. So you pair it with a face restoration tool like CodeFormer or GFPGAN. Latent Sync uses audio-conditioned latent diffusion for higher fidelity. Live Portrait is high fidelity and emotion-aware, and it's video-driven. Sad Talker makes a fast talking head from a single image. Muse Talk runs in real time, and Infinite Talk handles long form. The trade-off in one breath: Sad Talker is fast, Live Portrait is premium, and Wave 2 Lip plus a restoration pass gives you accurate sync but needs that extra cleanup step. Let me cross over to Rode A, the native audio frontier, so you know the standings. Google Veo 3.1 launched last October with a 4K upgrade in January. It generates video and audio in a single pass, synchronized dialogue, sound effects, ambient audio, and music at 48 kHz stereo, with lip sync accuracy reportedly under 120 milliseconds, and it does native vertical framing. It's arguably best in class for a talking head straight to camera. On pricing, the fast tier is about 15 cents a second, standard and quality about 40 cents a second, both with audio, and a light tier around 3 to 5 cents a second at 720 with no audio, and there's no free tier. Note that the original Veo 3 is deprecated and shuts down June 30th, so migrate to 3.1. The weak point, you have to explicitly prompt for speech, and Veo can be finicky about exactly which words it says, so exact script control is where it struggles. ByteDance Dance 2.0 launched in February with a unified multimodal architecture that takes text, image, audio, and video inputs at once, with native audio and lip sync, 2K output, multi-shot storytelling, and director-level camera control. And it currently leads text to video with audio on the arena. Klingon versions 2.6 and 3 does native simultaneous audio-visual generation, and version 3 adds up to 6 connected shots at 4K, 60 frames per second. Grok Imagine Video 1.5 from xAI shipped a preview at the end of May. It does image to video, or text, with native synchronized audio, so music, sound effects, and lip-synced dialogue in one generation, at 480p or 720p up to 15 seconds. And it recently added multilingual dialogue in Japanese, Spanish, French, and Chinese with lip-sync matched to the language. But remember where Rode A still fails for client work? Because it's the same list every time. You can't pin the exact script, the model's paraphrase, or mumble. You can't inject a specific licensed or branded voice. There's no clone input. Revisions mean re-rolling the whole non-deterministic clip, which is costly at 40 cents a second and risks losing the shot you liked. You get a baked mix, not clean dialogue stems, and voice identity isn't consistent across separate generations. So use native audio for spec work, social, and B-roll, and use dedicated lip sync for locked client lines. And go bench these yourself on the artificial analysis video arena, where rankings come from blind human A-B votes and churn monthly because you want to test on your specific face, lighting, and language. Now let me hand you the copyable end-to-end workflow, the one you'll actually run. 6 steps: script, voiceover, visual, sync, check, fix. Step 1, script and board the line. Keep lines short because sync drift grows with line length. Write phonetically clean lines and avoid tongue twisters and dense clusters of hard consonants. Step 2, voiceover first. Record a human or generate or clone in 11 labs. Lock the delivery using version 3 audio tags for emotion, break tags on the non-version 3 models for pacing, and phoneme tags for tricky names. Export a clean voice file. The voiceover drives the edit. Its duration sets your shot length. Step 3, get the visual. Either on Rode A, generate a native audio clip and you're basically done. Or on Rode B, generate or select a silent hero clip that's front-facing, well-lit, with the mouth clearly visible and minimal head motion, ideally reusing your locked character frame from the character sheet. Step 4, the lip sync pass. For Rode B, feed the footage plus the voice file to Sync.so's Pro model for best detail retention, or Hedra Character 3 for the best whole face result on a single portrait, or Runway Act 2 if you want to act it yourself via webcam. For multi-person shots, turn on active speaker detection. Step 5, check on a big screen. Sync errors that are invisible on a phone are glaring on a TV. Watch at 100% and frame step through the mouth. Step 6, fix in the edit in the NLE. NLE stands for Nonlinear Editor, the timeline software you assemble and finish in. Your options are DaVinci Resolve, which is free and pro-grade for editing, color, and effects, Adobe Premiere Pro, the industry standard, or CapCut, which is free and fast for vertical social with AI automation baked in. We're going to devote a whole upcoming episode to that assembly and finishing craft, so I'm only glossing it here. A few real-world complications for multiple lines. Sync each line as its own short pass rather than one long take, because it's tighter and you can redo one line without touching the others. For multiple characters, generate and sync each separately. And in a two-person shot, use active speaker detection or mask each face. Version 3 multi-speaker can voice a back and forth in one generation, but you still sync the faces individually. And here's the editor's oldest trick. And I want you to treat it as a first-class technique, not a last resort, the cutaway. When a single syllable just won't lock, cut away on that word to a listener's reaction, or a hand, or a product insert, or a wide shot, then cut back. The ear fills the gap, the audience never notices. Cutaways also let you shorten any clip whose sync drifts near the end. Learn to reach for a cutaway on purpose? Here's a concrete case. Say your character has a 6-word line and the 5th word, some hard plosive, pops the mouth no matter what you try. Don't burn 10 more renders fighting it. Cut to their hand, picking up the product on that exact word, then cut back for the last word. Total fix time, about 30 seconds in the edit, and it reads as intentional coverage rather than a patch. One more mindset, and it saves real money. Rough everything in cheap modes first, syncs 4-cent-a-second model, Kling Standard, VO Fast, or Light. Get your timing and blocking right, then re-render only the keeper lines in the expensive high-detail model, the Pro Lip Sync or VO quality, exactly once. Here's the math. At 40 cents a second, a 10-second VO quality clip is $4, and re-rolling it 10 times for revisions is $40. That's your cost per finished clip lesson coming back around. Rough, cheap, finalize, expensive. Finally, the pitfall, the sync that won't lock, and how to recognize and fix each version, because you will hit these. If the mouth reads as synced, but the words are mushy and soft, your source audio has weak consonant attack. So re-record or regenerate the voiceover with clearer diction and a touch of compression that boosts consonants and slow the read a little. If you get the uncanny flappy mouth, where the jaw overopens out of proportion to the speech, that's a classic older model flaw. So switch to a diffusion model like the Pro Lip Sync or Latent Sync, or to Hedra, reduce audio gain spikes, and pick a source frame where the mouth starts closed and neutral. More of them. Garbled teeth or a warping jawline mean the mouth region can't render fine dental detail. So use the Pro Model's Diffusion Super Resolution, which was literally built for teeth and beard fidelity, or restore the face region afterward. Drift over a long line where it starts synced and ends off is accumulated timing error. So shorten the line, split one long sentence into 2 synced clips, or add micro pauses to the voiceover so the model re-anchors. A visible pop or lip distortion on P and B sounds is a plosive overloading the model. So deplosive the voiceover with a pop filter first. A mouth box that's visibly softer than the rest of the face is that signature Wave 2 lip flaw. So use a model that preserves the full resolution region, or upscale just the face, or feed a higher res source. And a bad source shot, a profile backlit or moving face, causes perpetual missync because audio-driven models need to see the mouth. The real cure there is prevention. Front-facing, evenly lit, low head motion. Your recognition heuristic. And I'll leave you on this. Watch the corners of the mouth and the closure on B, M, and P sounds, because that's where fakes break first. And always do your quality control pass on a large display, because phones hide everything. Get the voice right, choose your road per shot, rough it cheap, finalize it once, and cut away when a word won't cooperate. That's dialogue and lip sync. Next time, we take everything we've generated and assemble it into a finished piece in the edit. This episode was made with OC Devel Podcaster. You can turn anything into a podcast, a link, a document, or even a description of a topic you're curious about. And Podcaster researches and narrates it for you. Start your own at ocdevel.com/podcaster.